And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and we have the other host, Anthony.
Hello.
You can contact us by emailing us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or give us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon, just patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get access to the podcast early. And also really does help us pay the bills. But this week, we had a guest on a couple weeks ago. He was making a board game. I know you weren't here, Anthony, but...
Nope.
I've been telling you about it, and yep. He's released it on Kickstarter. He made a goal to build everything up in 90 days and release it on the Kickstarter. Due to not wanting to compete with various things, he decided to push it out a little bit more. So it wasn't exactly 90 days, but it was ready. The button was ready. Actually, the button was ready before the 90-day mark. So he had everything all set.
Did he already have, like, the idea for it, or did he just start out at 90 days ago?
Within 90 days ago is where he started. He started with the idea. He wanted to make a board game, and he evolved it over the 90 days. And
so he didn't even have the idea for what the board game would be about?
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he went from zero to Kickstarter.
I guess that's one way to motivate you.
Well,
I wouldn't be able to do it, but...
Well, that's the idea, is you're time-boxing these things... And that's what he was looking at it. And
to me, what would end up happening is I'd get like really excited at the beginning, then push it to the side, and then it'd be like got 30 days left or like 2 weeks left, and I'd start panicking, and then I'd probably just can the whole idea.
I could see
something like that. Big. Well, it's just something big like this. I don't know.
But that's the other idea, is by like setting the goal at the end, so you can. Or saying that the time limit, it makes you want to do it within the amount of time.
So some people.
Yes.
Not all people, not everybody works like that.
And what else? And that's the other thing, is learning from it too. So like you said, you may have pushed it off. Or you may not have done it.
Yep.
So, congratulations.
But there's other people's money involved here.
Now there is. Well, not even net. There is not yet. Because this is Kickstarter, not Indiegogo.
Doesn't it take your money?
At the end.
Oh.
Kickstarter takes your money if it's fulfilled. Indiegogo takes it the moment you click the go button.
I see. So, another thing. Another reason why I probably wouldn't have done this right now is getting stuff physically produced right now is probably hard.
He had to do research. But it was not impossible. It wasn't as difficult as you're thinking it should be.
Yeah, I would think this would be harder than getting a book like made. Just because there's a lot of special stuff in this, more so than a book would be. So.
Well, there was stuff that he was talking about is like the production process of the cutting, you know, the board piece cutting press.
Mm-hmm.
And like why boxes are so big. Game boxes are so big because you want to do one cutting press. Otherwise, you have to pay for each one, and at $10,000 a cut. If you have multiple layers, if you have a game that has multiple cut-out pieces, that's like $10,000 per that thing to cut out all those pieces to do that imprint.
So that explains why it's like the 2D part is that big. Why are they so tall usually? Okay.
That is a good question.
Because I have quite a few game boxes that are
thick.
Yeah, they're quite a bit taller than they need to be.
Even when they're usually all broken twice apart. As high. To put their pieces in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But then you have like little, like card games usually are pretty compact.
Mm-hmm.
They because it's all the same size and they're all just cards.
Yeah.
So
not having to cut up, punch up pieces.
Yeah. But he's ready. He's done.
Yeah, he even has like the trial game out there. He's played it so like on the Kickstarter. That is the game.
So why did he push it out?
Why did he or did he not?
Why did he push it? Like he added more days.
Oh, he pushed it more. Just didn't want to compete with current events, having to deal with it ending on certain days when people are paying attention to other things. An election.
Yeah. I wasn't sure when the original like ending date was.
It's now ending on December 2nd, and he pushed it out 3 weeks, because it's supposed to start on the 2nd.
The 2nd of November?
No, the 2nd of October.
Oh.
So, yeah, this would have actually been... This would have been a ending. The Kickstarter would have been ending in a couple weeks instead of a month.
You said October 2nd?
It was going to start. Well, like, no, October 2nd, October 1st. It was going to start around the end of last month, beginning of this month. It's what his original end date was to start the Kickstarter.
Damn it. Well, yeah, okay.
There just would have been a lot of competition to like, and then things. So this way, it's kind of, he still has time. After the election ends, things can, he can work on his advertising. He can work on people not having to pay attention to other things.
Or they'll be paying attention to those things more because they don't like the outcome.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Even better to get a little game. It's a beer and pretzel game.
Beer and pretzel?
Beer and pretzel game.
Okay, I understand the beer, but why pretzel?
It's just a simple game. You have beer and pretzels. That's the type of game it's called.
Beer and pretzels are not something I would put together, or not something I would think to put together.
It's something somebody talked to about, especially making games. Also on the podcast we recorded.
Beer and pretzels.
Yep, it's a beer and pretzel game.
That's I guess depending on the beer, that would be okay. Yeah. Especially because of the cheese.
Yeah.
Pretzels and cheese. That's the only way I'll eat pretzels. Actually, I'll eat pretzels if they have to be soft. If it's the hard pretzels that you get out of the bags, no. Can't do it. Tastes bad. They gave me a bad memory. Or not a bad memory, just a weird one.
Ah, that can happen.
It's weird how, and I think it's more the scent than anything.
Yeah.
Not the taste. Anyways, I'm not going to describe it because I don't even know if it's real. Yeah. It doesn't even make sense to me really, but it's there.
Yeah.
The mind is weird.
And the nice thing about this game, you can play it by yourself if you want to.
That doesn't sound fun.
If you want to, you don't have to. You can play it up to four people.
How do you play it by yourself?
You are the adventurer going through the map to go take on the big, bad, evil guy.
Couldn't you technically do that with any game then? You could play Monopoly by yourself. It'd be dumb, but you could.
Yes, you could. But this one, you
There's
have...
no point.
Well, this is a all or none. You're not competing against each other. So if you, the four of you get into play, you're not playing...
So it's a co-op game.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why. So
So it's D&D, just... A
simplified
version.
That is among the ideas where he originated with this, is D&D. And you notice the little hexagon tiles, kind of like Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
Yep, that's where he got the idea from that for. So he's kind of like taken concepts from multiple games.
What are the flags that are on there? I recognize U.S. and... Canada, but...
Oh, where the delivery? I think U.S. friendly shipping, EU friendly shipping, Canadian friendly shipping, and Australia friendly shipping.
Okay. The only one I really wasn't sure of was the European one. I can't see it from back here.
I know.
Does that look like Europe?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
The European Union in part.
From back here, it looks kind of like either a plane, some kind of spaceship, or...
A train?
A bee?
I can see that. I have to make it bigger for you. Here, I know you and your old bad eyes.
I have such bad eyes. I also have an iPad in front of me that I could look at it on, but I have to look down to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's big enough.
So I decided to help support him. The other thing is how I have work to do. My support level requires work.
Actually, I wouldn't have been able to wait. Where did you see the delivery thing at?
The very, very top on the play on the video.
Oh, I think it defaulted me to scroll down all the way, like scroll down past
it. Oh, it bounces straight to the campaign area.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't see it. Okay. What's your work?
I need to name a big bad evil guy.
And you haven't done that yet?
Well, I don't have to tell him until I paid, but that's my job now. That was my Kickstarter level.
Wouldn't he need this before so that they could, or is he not even gonna have them
He's not gonna have it. This is not gonna be shipped out. Shipping isn't even gonna start. So I guess this is where your difficulty part. Shipping's not starting till. I'll have it by. I should have it by Christmas.
Right.
2021.
Really?
Yes, really.
So
that is the shipping. That is
the thing you said earlier was all the better to get a game. It's not going to distract you because you won't even have it.
There you go. So, yeah, timeline. So he will start shipments. Fulfillment begins September 2021.
Okay. And I foresee that probably getting. Wait. Pre-production. That's probably going to get pushed out.
You think it's going to get pushed out?
I think so. Because something big's probably. It's probably going to hit more. As the winter closes in more. The thing that we're not supposed to talk about.
Yes, that thing.
Because it flags your podcast, apparently.
Yes, depending on the podcast company player.
Y'all know what we're talking about. And if you don't, then it's probably a couple of years later and you don't got to worry about it anyways.
Yay!
Or you do because it's still ongoing. I hope not.
Boo! So I have to name a big, bad, evil guy.
What are you going to name? What are you going to pick? You just call him Batty, make Batty face. Like Batty, not Bat. Bad D, not Bat T.
I'm liking it.
Are you really?
Kind of.
You know where I got that name from, right?
Where?
Really? You don't know?
Apparently, I forgot.
I think it was called Bodie McBodie face or something like that.
Oh, Boat McBodie face.
Yeah.
Actually, that one did cross my mind. I was thinking about. So.
There's also a marble on, like. Jenny's Marbles?
Oh.
Called like Marble McMarbles something or another.
Yeah. Marble McMarble face. So yeah. Batty McBatty face.
Yeah, don't do that though, please. Because I'm sure someone else has already done that. But you can do it if you want.
Well, it's only me and somebody else who ends up naming a big bad evil guy.
Oh, was there only two people?
There was that level only had two people available.
Jeez.
And obviously, if he already's named a bad guy that, then obviously I need to pick a different name.
Are you really going to pick it?
I don't know. I also was given a bad guy Bill as an option. Or
BGB.
Yeah. I was thinking about Notorious RBG.
RBG?
RPG? RBG?
RPG?
No. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, that's what you're going for. You could also try to find some way to make the initials or acronym BBFG.
Yes. I have options. I have a month to think about it. I don't know, maybe I could get the listeners to call in or write in, give me ideas. Help me out.
Yeah, that would work.
Help me, listeners. You're my only hope.
Side note, didn't SpaceX have a rocket called the BFR until they renamed it?
I don't know enough about SpaceX to actually answer that truthfully.
Well, I don't think they ever did. Because I know why it was called that. Supposedly it means big Falcon rocket or something like that.
Oh.
But that's not what... I'm pretty sure the people who developed it didn't name that. It's just they had to, you know, for publicity's sake. The thing that they were naming it, code naming it after, probably isn't very PR safe. Yeah. Though I would have owned it. But actually, I'm surprised he didn't own it. Because that seems kind of like a thing he would do. Anyways.
Possible. So obviously, if you get the game on Kickstarter now, it is cheaper than it's going to be in stores. And the first 100 people who get it get the early.
But what if it doesn't make it to stores? Then this is the only way you're going to get it.
Well, he does have a retailer edition. He may actually, I think he's looking forward to selling it to stores.
Hmm.
Working with retailers.
That's good.
That's why he made the Die Alone games. So Big Bad Evil Guy is the name of the game, but he's made it under the company Die Alone Games.
That's sad.
There's a funny story behind that.
Oh, no. Why is it Die Alone Games?
So his son, they were playing a game,
mm-hmm.
and his son went around to everyone and was like, will you join me? Like, yes. Will you join me? Yes. Went to his wife, not the kid, the kid's mom, the Greg's wife, the creator's wife. He's like, will you join us? And she's like, no. He's like, then you will die alone.
Oh, jeez.
And that's what the idea about this is having games like this to create, a, you know, fun and memories and experiences. So that's why he wants to, that's why the concept behind Die Alone Games.
Were they playing a D&D game or something?
I don't remember what it is. You'd have to listen to the episode.
Hmm.
I'm going to make you listen to the episode.
Which episode?
Big Bad Evil Guy.
Like your episode?
Yeah.
Nah.
Gee.
I don't like listening to our podcast.
Well, you're not on that episode, so.
It's still. It's principle.
Okay. Then just download TikTok. Go to his.
Hard pass.
All right. Just go to his YouTube page. So he's made a bunch of these like 1 minute videos on TikTok and he's compilated them together into like 5 hour long videos on YouTube.
Really? 5 hours?
They get, when you do 1 minute for 3 months, they add up really fast. If you do at least a minute video a day.
No, I get that, but I would have thought you'd put out like smaller, like in more, I don't know, more bite-sized pieces instead of a 5 hour video.
No, okay, they're bite-sized, but.
Like I think an hour at
there's
20 most.
Days. So there's like about 20 minutes-ish. Of what it is.
Oh, yeah, before it.
What?
I don't want to bring it up on the podcast.
Fine.
It's not.
Then we won't, and we'll talk about the dialogue games. Actually, we can always move on to the next topic.
Okay.
So for the next topic, we should probably move that over there. I'll let you choose.
Why am I so blind today?
Can we move it closer?
Let's just use the iPhone one.
Is that better? It's closer.
No.
It's just on the screen that's like parallel to you.
These have good viewing angles.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like I can go almost all the way to where I can't see it anymore, and the colors don't shift.
Yay. So you want to stick with the iPhone?
Yeah, because I imagine that's going to be a shorter topic. So.
Okay.
So apparently the new screen, because it has the ceramic coating on it,
mm-hmm.
is going to cost a lot to replace if you break it. $279. To be fair, though, I'm pretty sure the screens in the past were probably similarly priced. Not quite that high, but I imagine it's not that much of a price.
Okay. Hey, here's the prices, by the way. You brought it up in the article.
Okay, you know what? I thought it was $200. It's $200. It's $199, but... So it's $80 more.
No, but that's for the iPhone 11.
I know.
Out of warranty. And these are also phones out of warranty, so if you don't have your warranty. So $279 for the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. And it's $279 also for the iPhone 11 Pro. And the iPhone...
They don't have the prices out for the 12 Max either.
They don't have the price.
I wonder how much the Mini would cost. The Mini's probably going to be $200.
I can see that.
I'm actually debating on getting a Mini. I won't, because I want the... No, I won't, because I want the LiDAR.
Ah, so you're getting the Pro?
It'll probably be the Pro. I think the Pro Max, because it's pretty sure it's bigger than the 8 Plus is, like the actual phone.
Yeah.
And I can... This phone's almost too big for my hands as it is. Which is why I was considering the Mini, because I miss... Like, the iPhone 4,
yeah,
perfect size. Screen's very small, but... That would be the only thing I miss. Bigger screen. I know that's the thing I'm complaining about, but...
I think that's why a lot of the Androids went taller instead of wider.
Yeah, and I think the iPhone 6 did that. It went taller. Maybe it was the 5. But at a certain point, you make it taller and it just, like, doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Like... Pokemon Go on your old phone, for example, looked weird. Like, because it was just more squished.
Yeah.
There is, like it didn't look weird in that it looked bad. It just looked like stuff was a little squished together. Like, the icons.
Mm-hmm.
The aspect ratio and stuff was still fine. But, yeah, so it just...
TikTok runs into that a lot, because the users... the creators get to put text on the screen, and TikTok doesn't have closed caption built in, so creators have started putting closed caption on their videos.
I'm surprised they don't, considering the AI they have.
I know, actually, everyone is actually like kind of calling them out on it. I'm like, why don't you just make this work right? We know you can do it. But even if you aren't using closed caption and making closed caption, if you're just putting text on the screen anyways, you have to be aware of different phones. Some of the phones put the information about the video at the very bottom. Some of them shift it up a little bit, which is really weird. I haven't seen any of the phones do that, but I've heard people talk about my phone being so narrow, I actually lose text on both sides of the screen. It'll just like go right off the edges.
I wonder what aspect ratio your phone is.
I probably find out.
Because, standard TV nowadays is 16 by 9. Standard computer monitor resolution is either 16 by 9, 16 by 10, and then you have the ultra-wides, which are just, like, ridiculous aspect ratios. But phones, I think, I'm pretty sure the iPad, I know I just said phones, but at least the tablet that I have, I'm pretty sure is a 5x4, or it might be a 16x10. I don't know. But why did it want you to translate it to English?
Because it dropped me in the Dutch version.
Oh, yeah. You have EU prices on there.
Yeah, it did.
You still have EU prices on there.
I wonder if my VPN's bouncing me in some weird spot. Actually, I've had that issue with OnePlus for multiple times. I have to, tell it to force... U.S., there we go. Ta-da, U.S. Yeah, it thinks I'm in, apparently my VPN sent me to Deutschland. Okay. Nice. Well, that's a thing. So my phone, so I have the OnePlus, there's a new OnePlus getting ready to come out. OnePlus 8T.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Yeah, T-Mobile's advertising it. And I'm like, look, it's a new phone, it's pretty.
You just got a new phone.
Yes.
Poetry in motion.
6.55.
I don't think it's going to tell you. Well, it might actually. It might give you resolution. And that might be enough. All the way down to the technical specs. On the top right, click on specs.
Specs. Oh, look at that. Doesn't work. Doesn't like it.
Yeah, it does. Display. Or are you trying to middle click?
No. Oh. Resolution. 2400 by 1080.
Okay, put it in. Open a calculator. Do 2400 divided by 1080.
You don't even have to open up the calculator. You just have to open up at the start. So 24, or is it 2040 or no? It's 2400.
Yeah, 2400 divided by 1080.
2400 divided by. Oops, that's minus. Divided by 1080 equals 2.22222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222222 What do you mean?
Like, what's 2.2 repeating in a fraction form?
That is...
You know, I don't know what I was doing here.
I don't know what you're doing.
There's a way to do this with, like, division, and I've done it before. I just don't remember how. Because, like, do 16... 1920 divided by 1080.
1920 divided by 1080.
Yep.
1.777777777.
And then do 16 divided by 9.
16.
I'm pretty sure you get the same number.
16 divided by 9.
I should know this. I should be good at math.
1.777777.
Yay. See?
It's a 16.9 aspect ratio.
So 2 divided by. So 2.2. Do 24 divided by 9.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah. So go back to the other thing.
24.
2400 divided by 1080.
Oh, all right.
Let's see if it said that under there and we just didn't notice. It didn't. Okay. Do 24 divided by 16 or divided by 9.
24 divided by 9?
Yep. Close.
Well, let's see here.
Maybe it's 20 by 9. Yeah, you could probably find an aspect ratio converter, actually. 20 by 9. Let me do it.
It's 20 by 16 point.
Oh. Yeah, it's 20 by 9. That's your aspect ratio.
All right. So what did that resolve?
I was just curious.
Okay.
That's it. That just means that your phone's real tall.
But we should have also just looked at the next line.
Hey, you know what? You're the one that can see better right now, not me. Sad thing is I was looking for that too, but I could read it.
Because you're old.
But see, we figured it out anyways.
Math.
What is the theater's aspect ratio? Isn't it quite a bit? That's something crazy, isn't it?
Depends on what movie you go see.
It's usually pretty letterboxed, though, right? Like if it
IMAX has a different ratio than.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like those high-end,
hmm.
big those high-end big screens. They have a different aspect ratio than normal screens.
Normal theater screens.
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, it is wider than your TV.
Yeah.
So,
2.35 to 1?
2.41 to 1.
Oh.
Ultra-wide aspect. Over 80% of all major motion pictures are made in ultra-wide aspect ratio ranging from 2.35 to 1 to mostly 2.4 to 1.
So they have really wide shots.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I think I noticed one time. Like back when Blu-ray was kind of new, so got Transformers on Blu-ray, like the first one. One could argue it was a somewhat good version, but it had letterboxing on it for most of it. Yeah. Not a lot, but just like a little, like 5% of the screen on top and bottom was like blacked off.
Yeah.
There is one spot, and it probably was in a couple of places like this where. It was a fighting scene, like where the Autobots and Decepticons were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it filled in the letterbox for that one fight. And I think it like slowly went up too, or it might have just been jarring. I can't remember, but
I have seen movies that have done that.
I don't understand why. I don't know if they're trying to give you more action or if that's just they left it like that and forgot. Because, like, there's not much more stuff you can see there.
Yeah. There's... Usually I've seen it because it creates a sense of the way you're watching the movie. So it kind of creates... You know, it's like when certain colors appear on the screen or you always see this character and there's always this color tied to them, or there's always this sound in the background. So you have, they do that with the aspect ratio. There was, I forget what movie it was, but they've done stuff like that where during these particular types of scenes, it fills up the screen. Other ones, it letterboxes.
Okay, so I'd get that, but I'm pretty sure it was just one scene.
Okay, your thing was totally, yeah, whatever they were. It's intro to Blu-ray. They were, was it Blu-ray or DVD?
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray. It's intro to Blu-ray. They were figuring out what
all
they were
I remember is I remember it looked very pretty.
Yes.
Like I was.
It used to be, and now it's.
Now it's just normal.
So low resolution now.
In fact, 4K stuff, like, so. Going from 480 to 1080p, because most people skip 720.
Mm-hmm.
Looked very good, right? Like, it was night and day difference. Whereas, going from 1080p to 4K, it's not really that big of a difference, in my opinion. There is for certain things. Like, if it's high motion stuff, I think it's absolutely going to be better. Mm-hmm. But for, like, cartoons...
What's really entertaining is when you see the old cartoons and if they haven't been fixed up. It's kind of like looking at the way they used to draw old like newspaper comics or even like really old comic books and how it's kind of evolved. It's more of this like, I see how this is better, but yeah, you might not realize it as it rolls through them.
Like as it slowly progresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't notice it. Because it's that one's like just, it's a slow evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with television, at least from 480 to 7, even from 480 to 720, it was night and day. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much of that is due to the fact that we went from CRTs, which are inherently blurry, to most of them at least, unless they were projection ones. They're just inherently blurry just
which
because.
Which aren't CRTs then.
Okay, but they're not flat panels either.
Yes.
But. They're just inherently blurry, and then...
Well, actually, projectors were flat panels.
No, not the one... No, by projection, I mean it was one big cabinet. They were projection TVs.
Yes.
Although, not all of them were like that, because we did... My dad had a huge... Like, one of the first big screen TVs you could get.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a flat panel. Actually, it might have been blurry just because it had that, like... So, some of these old TVs, they had, like, kind of a corrugated display. Like, it's not flat like they are now.
Yeah.
There was little grooves. So much so that if you did this on it, it would actually, like, did this meaning, like, you rubbed your fingers across it too much, it would actually harm the display. Like, it'd make it to where the light didn't show through right, and it would just look like a blur right there. Because it's the same thing like frosted glass.
Yeah.
Depending on how it's frosted, if you put a piece of tape over the frosted part, it actually becomes see-through because it's filling in all the air holes, or it's making it to where the it's not diffracting anymore because it's now got a smooth surface to go through.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the similar idea as that, except for in reverse. But anyways, that one was blurry, so yeah. I'm wondering how much of that is to do with just like LCDs or CRTs. And you can get a good CRT, like they existed.
Yeah.
But most people didn't have them.
They were expensive.
Yeah, they were expensive, and two, like, most stuff just didn't look good when it was on a crisp thing like that because they took advantage of the blurriness of a CRT.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's why things have had to be remastered.
Yeah, like remastered and then, or even just, like, retouched up or kind of, like, because, yeah, like old cartoons, I can generally tell when it's an early 90s cartoon. Not because of, like, it's just, like, the drawing style from there is just, like, super, like, unique. Telling. And a lot of the times, it's not been remastered for one, so that's one thing. But, I don't know, like, I'd get a lot of hate from this, but I don't like, I think it's Ren and Skippy?
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. See, okay. I don't like it. And that's why. But I don't like it because, like, just the drawing style of it. And I think it's kind of I think personally, I think it's kind of dumb. If you like it, cool. I don't. That's cool. People like what they like.
But it's all right. I'm in the same camp as you.
Oh, really? Good.
Couldn't wrap my head around it. Didn't like
it. What about Angry Beavers?
Was too old when it came out.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't mind that. I still had kind of the same issue with it. Though, I think if I watched the earlier ones, I had issues with it. It's like the earlier symptoms. Simpsons.
Yeah.
You can tell that it's older. Some of them have aged pretty well. Not in that the drawing style is good. It's not. Or at least it's like...
It's of its time period.
It's of its time period, yeah. And so it's like kind of dark. The fit colors are pretty faded looking.
Mm.
And... Yeah, like the storytelling on some of those old ones is just weird. But yeah, that's how Angry Beavers was.
The other one I would compare it to would be Beavis and Butthead. Didn't like their art style. Wasn't really into the shows.
No, I get that. I think I watched a couple of them and I kind of liked it to a point, but other ones I didn't like were, no, maybe I did like, I don't remember, Ed, and Eddie.
I liked that one.
I think I liked it. My mom didn't like me watching it. And I think we actually got Cartoon Network banned
because
of it. Which is kind of unfortunate because there was some fun stuff on there. That ban lasted a while, too. Parental controls are weird.
And easy to get around.
Not if it's a DirecTV. Because they had that locked in. Though there probably was a way around it, and I think we did find it. But that's because we knew the code.
My parents had a TV that... when those started coming around, when the VR chip came out and all those other stuff.
Yeah, the V chip. I think it was just called the V
chip. Maybe it was the V chip. Oh, yeah. Thinking of Darwin.
How'd you get around it?
I forget.
Was it just, do you knew the code?
No, I don't think I ever knew the code. But I was able to figure out ways. I think some of the other stuff that also was super stupid, and this may have been one of the earlier ones, is the same as the thing like when you're clicking through the channels.
Yeah.
If you're blocking channel, let's say, 2 or blocking channel 5, so you go, 2, 3, 4, 6,
mm-hmm.
and so on. If you had the remote and you typed in 5, it worked.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was the early, early days, though. And honestly, I'm sure a lot of things still be that bad today.
For, parental controls on that?
Yeah, that was a parent... I don't know. Well, on the other side, also, you have to deal with the parents learning it to do it. That was also the other joke of the shortcoming of parental controls, is asking your kids to set it up for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the
no, my parents didn't do that. I think my mom was smart enough to figure out that would be a good idea.
My dad was smart enough to figure out how to make it work, and I was smart enough on how to break it.
Or I could see them having you set it up, and then after you know how to set it up, you go and change the code.
Or, if it was optional, add another code.
Yeah, that too. That's a thing that can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, 90s were weird.
Oh, come on. Today's still weird, too.
Yeah, but... No, you're right. It's still weird. Everything's weird.
There's so many great things. One of my favorite ones I know of is somebody ended up getting one of the parent things on their kid's phone, and their kid ended up Googling what if they could search or what, if they could see their Snapchat that thing is that the parental tracker actually tracked what they were Googling.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was hilarious.
Because they were trying to get around it?
Well, they were trying to what can this thing do? What can this parental tracker do? And while they were doing it, the parent is able to just sit there and go, wonder if I should search this, or I wonder, whatever, da da da. You'll think just all of this ridiculousness.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that we sidetracked on that one a bit longer than you expected.
I don't even remember why. Oh, phone screens, sites. Phones. Costs. I don't know how this tangent got here, but whatever.
We just do it. So?
I don't know. So how much, going back to that other thing.
Oh, yeah.
How much would it be to replace the screen on your phone?
I think it was. Remember, we've dropped them because of those round edges.
Was it on, did you have warranties at all, though?
No, because.
Okay.
Warranties, we don't get warranties on our phones because they usually last for years. The fact that they lasted for months actually made us really mad at our phones. We basically guaranteed we will never, ever get a rounded edge phone ever again.
Oh, that's why, right?
Yes. It's not the brand. The brand is good. Rounded edge
actually,
phones.
Actually, that's going to be hard for you to do.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
Their next generation was square edge.
Oh, was it?
Apple's square
edge. I know
edge.
Apple's is.
T-Mobile. Back on, or not T-Mobile.
But actually,
OnePlus.
Do you consider this round edge? Because yours has, does yours have the thing, like
mine
the,
has
the screen that goes all the way down on the
it
side?
It goes all the way down
okay.
on the side.
Because this is rounded, it, like it's rounded, quote unquote,
that's
but the
fine.
Screen is flat.
That is perfectly fine.
Okay.
The round, the kind of round edge is okay. Because especially where you can get a case that can cut over it.
Yeah.
This, the screen goes all the way on the edge and your screen goes all the way.
Like your screen protector can't go over that
yeah.
part because it'll.
To get a and to get a screen protector, you need a curved edge screen protector,
okay.
which is they're worthless.
Yeah,
absolutely garbage.
Because they can't be hard plastic or they can't be glass.
Oh no, they can be glass, and those are even bigger garbage. I got those too, and the touch response was basically zero or not zero. It was worthless. I was not happy with it.
I don't get screen protectors anymore because I don't know. I don't think they do a whole lot of good.
The OnePlus 8T.
Yes.
Flat.
Good.
Not rounded edges.
I wonder why they did the rounded edges on your generation.
I don't know. I didn't think it was going to be a problem.
I've never like the whole like when Samsung first came out with it, I actually kind of thought it was cool somewhat just because like again, the only thing they've ever really not bragged about, but tried to sell as a feature was you have it face down on a table, and if the table is shiny enough, you could see like a little notification, like you could actually read it a little bit right here. I don't think anybody ever used that feature, and it wouldn't even really be that good. Like I don't see the point of having it be rounded off like that.
Yeah, I don't get why it was rounded. I was not happy with it afterwards.
Because it looks cool.
Sure.
That's like the edge-to-edge display stuff.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool. Like, there's no reason to have rounded edges on the side. We do. In fact, I think nearly every phone is like that, unless it's a lower-tier phone. What's that?
I was looking at they were comparing and everything.
One charge or many devices.
It's the, because they have the USB-C charger, so it works with the OnePlus Buds, the OnePlus 8T, the handheld consoles, your lappy toppy. Depends on the lappy toppy.
Actually, I'd argue that most laptops wouldn't charge that way.
Most do not.
Unless it's Apple.
Or some random Dells or some random.
I know, but what I was meaning by that is, like, all your newer Macs are chargeable that way.
Yeah.
So, okay, laptops. All your newer Mac laptops.
I also realized why I dislike. So I played some Fortnite, but now that my computer is better, I've not been playing nearly as much. But I realized why Fortnite's really annoying when they have their own independent installer.
Why?
I have to manually update it. And you cannot leave the screen. That what brought me into Fortnite people is that the OnePlus 8T is all about Fortnite on their game on their page. Well, look at the graphics, it's pretty, it's a big phone, la la la. But they I was like, I thought I saw the little tire. I thought that was the hole punch. No, the hole punch is the same spot, top corner for the camera, front facing camera. But Fortnite is, it's a tire on a car.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
That's in a bad spot.
Yep. But Fortnite, you can't leave the app while it's updating.
Like, you can't even forcibly leave it?
If you leave it, it stops updating.
That's dumb.
I know. So, which means my device that I'm on to get my attention, my boredom habit to be taken care of, is now worthless.
But you can multitask.
Yes.
I know it's not the same.
I know. I guess it wouldn't be so bad, but...
I hardly use multitasking.
I know. That's the thing. That's the other thing they're showing. Is like, look, you have WhatsApp with your... What's really funny is that the fact that they're showing all of the apps that are being talked about being banned in... on iPhones.
Hmm.
Fortnite.
I don't know WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is... because there's a talk of that because of... I'm thinking more political reasons than anything else. But there's the talk that that Apple would have to pull it off of all of their phones, not just their U.S. phones. And Apple actually is getting ready to throw a giant fight at that one. Because they found out that if they can't have WhatsApp on their phone, they can't sell their phone in China. They won't be able to sell their phone in China.
Hmm.
Actually, they'll try to sell their phone. Nobody will buy their phone in China.
Because they don't have WhatsApp?
Yeah. WhatsApp alone is the thing that actually makes it so people that will buy iPhones in China.
I thought they used WeChat there.
Oh, no, maybe it is WeChat. It's not WhatsApp. You're right.
Okay.
It's WeChat. I mixed up my chat apps.
No, because that absolutely makes sense if you're saying political.
Yes, political. And it's WeChat. You're right. Not WhatsApp.
Okay. Although I don't like WhatsApp really anymore either. Because it's owned by Facebook. It's been owned by Facebook for a couple of years though, so. What do you think of the hole punch?
It is less annoying than I thought it was going to be. And on games... It is enough out of the way. It doesn't bother me. I like it better than the notch by miles.
No, I'd agree with that, but at the same time, I don't know. There's not that much stuff going up there anyways.
But that's just at the top. Like, if I play games, it's not the bottom of my... It's underneath my thumb.
Yeah. Is there a dead spot there, though? Like, for touchscreen? Or does the touchscreen still function? I know it's hard to test that.
I know. I'm like touching it and doing stuff, and it seems to be pulling.
And it might just interpolate as you go over it, so.
Yeah.
I guess that's not that big of a deal because the hole punch is small.
Especially with my black screen.
Oh, OLED?
That too. Well, also with the black screen, I don't even notice the hole punch.
Yeah, and it's small. It's not like Samsung's first hole punch idea. I think it was two cameras, too. Yeah, it was. Because I remember there was one of my coworkers had a Showtime. I don't care. Sorry. TV time notification. Distracted me.
I need to. I've been falling behind on my TV time. I got some shows I need to mark off.
Oh, I mark them off immediately. Well, okay. I don't mark them off immediately, usually. If I go on a binge... I might sometimes read the comments for each one, but usually I'll just wait till the end and just mark them all. Not till the end, but till the end that I stop watching. Which in most cases is after the season's done, but we won't talk about that. I don't have a problem.
Oh, TV shows are coming back on.
Yeah. Star Trek is up.
Huh.
That's had one episode out already.
Goldberg's are back.
And... If you have Apple TV, by the way, you can get CBS and I don't remember what the other Showtime.
There's HBO Showtime. Or no, HBO Max. Oh yeah, I forgot they were doing a
Anyways,
deal,
you can bundle
they?
Them together. Basically you get two for the price of one. But you have to do it through Apple TV.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to do that, so they make sure to keep their money internal.
Yeah, and so I ended up doing it that way instead of just signing back up for CBS All Access because it was the same price. But I don't know if you require an Apple TV subscription. I have one, and they've extended it to February.
Ah.
Or March. I don't plan to keep it after that, though, because I have no reason for it. I have not watched anything on there. And nor did I do I plan to.
I don't remember what it is. I don't even know if I did the free trial. I think I may have done the free trial. And I didn't watch anything because there wasn't anything.
Did you get a new Apple device?
No, they have like a 7-day free trial.
Oh, for what, CBS or for Apple TV?
Apple TV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, CBS, I decided to just stay in on that one.
Because CBS, you can get 7 days for free, I think.
And depending on the specials and everything, you might be able to get 2 weeks, I think.
Jeez, another one. Oh, speaking of Star Trek, another one just came out. It's episode 2.
That's one I actually need to be getting back into.
What, Star Trek?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of Discovery?
No. No, okay. Wait. No, I watched...
Picard?
Yeah. Not all of it either.
You need to do that.
Worth it?
I remember it being worth it.
Okay.
Who knows, though? So.
I just finished Lucifer. I thought this was the last season of Lucifer.
It's not.
No.
Oh.
But they introduced the greatest character of all time at the very end.
I'm getting distracted by your trailer.
There you go. Is that better?
Go for it.
Lucifer, they introduced the...
Have they confirmed there's going to be another season?
I have not looked, but if they did not, this is Netflix. If they ended it like this, they decide...
They've done that before.
They have. They have. You're right.
And they actually may be looking to start cutting their losses more.
Honestly, I'd be surprised at this one. This one has quite the following.
Didn't stop Fox.
They're not Fox.
I know, but...
That is the Fox way.
No, I think they just don't like Joss Whedon.
Maybe. Or DC.
Actually, now that it's owned by Disney, I wonder how that'll work.
Don't mix up Fox Studios for Fox Local. Fox Broadcast is not owned by Disney because Disney owns ABC.
Yeah, I know.
So
they're not allowed to own
Fox
it.
Is still allowed to cut all their shows, they feel like.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well. Never mind then.
But they introduced the greatest character of all time.
In what again?
In Lucifer, the very end.
Yes.
Who would be the greatest character that you would expect to possibly show up in Lucifer? The greatest character of all time.
So is Lucifer literally Lucifer in this?
Yes, Lucifer is literally Lucifer.
Jesus.
The son of God, the demon hell.
Did they introduce Jesus?
No.
God himself?
They did.
Okay.
God himself.
So is he, what does he look like?
He looks like he will make sure you're in safe hands.
I mean, is he like the classic depiction where it's like, how tall is he?
It looks like you'll be in safe hands.
Okay, that's not giving me any hints, but whatever.
He does commercials. He makes sure.
Got it. Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
So do you know which commercial brand I'm talking about?
Allstate?
Yes! It's the Allstate man. He's God. Hmm. They did a really good job.
Well, it is either going to be that or Morgan Freeman.
I know.
Though
Alanis Morissette wouldn't have been bad either.
Who?
Alanis Morissette. She was God.
Who?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
She's a singer, and she was God in Dogma.
Hmm. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I don't know what that is either. My pop culture isn't very good.
90s pop.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. Though I do know some 90s pop.
The thank you song, like, thank you for the times we had. Thank you.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
Okay, fine.
That's dark.
Probably not good.
What other songs? Because that does look familiar.
Let's see. She did Jagged Little Pill?
Nope.
You Ought to Know?
Maybe.
Hand in My Pocket?
Nope. Maybe, actually.
I don't know if you actually heard these songs.
No, maybe a hand in.
Ironic?
No.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Maybe. That does sound more familiar.
She just released a new song. Really? New album. Yeah.
Really? Jeez. Everybody's releasing new songs.
Reasons I Drink. It's a 2020 edition.
No, it absolutely makes sense. Like a lot of bands are making. Okay. So a lot of bands are either making stuff or they're making excuses on not making stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I guarantee you'd know her stuff.
Would I?
Yes.
Would I?
Yes.
Okay. Well. Famous last words?
Sure.
Okay.
You have any?
No.
Well, you ought to know.